Mrs. Smits, you are the expert that we wanted to hear from today in Therapy Thursday. We had a wake-up call during teacher-parent conferences, seeing that our students are not turning on their cameras. And here the teachers are talking to themselves. Nobody's interacting. How do we get our kids to participate? And do we need to do more at home?
Sure. I think it is definitely a communication piece between families and students and teachers. We've worked very diligently with our students to turn on our cameras. At the beginning of the year, it was difficult. And talking with them, we actually had a guest speaker coming in to talk about self-alignment and how energy increases when you are actively engaged in a classroom. And one piece of active engagement is having those cameras on. We also know that there are difficulties, too, with families. Internet is not always available, and bandwidth does increase with the use of cameras. But what we have found with asking our students to put their cameras on, our feedback has been that they've been turning them on more, and the students are finding once they've given it a try, and that was the hard piece, is, hey, let's just try this, that they have found themselves wanting to turn on their cameras more.
Good.
So is there a reason why schools don't require their kids to have the cameras on the entire time? I mean, you would think that way there's an accountability that they are paying attention through class.
Yeah, and so just as I said, a little bit of those pieces is we can have students have their cameras on, and then we are working with individual students and families in terms of internet. We have asked our students that, you know, could you at least try turning your camera on during attendance so the teacher can see that you are present there? Our teachers are doing a lot of breakout rooms with their students to increase that social piece. We had heard back from students that, you know, just in virtual learning, they're missing the interaction with their peers. And so we've started to utilize a lot of breakout rooms. Could they at least, even if they're having internet issues, for short periods of time? Other things that we have heard from some of our students is working with them on some self-confidence, too, that sometimes they are feeling pressured or put on the spot to participate when their camera is on. So working individually, I think that is key with us. And we're a smaller school, so we do have a little bit more flexibility in working with our individual students and our individual families on some self-confidence. And then,
can I pause you right there, though, Mrs. Schmitz? When I was a high school student, what's the difference between being in the classroom and finally raising your hand and answering a question, or the teacher saying, "Steph, you haven't answered a question recently. What's the answer to this question?" And being put on the spot in front of the entire classroom.
Yeah,
that's what we had to do. What's
like
the difference?
You weren't able to put a bag over your head in class and hide.
Yep, and so that's still happening. Students are being called on, and then just like in other times where you can phone a friend if you don't know the answer, you know, hey, could you help me out?
Good.
Or the teacher will give some prompts to the student to help guide them in their participation.
I think it's, you know, I have a teenage daughter, she's almost 17, and I think it's interesting that she doesn't want to turn her camera on to participate in class, but that doesn't stop her from posting TikTok videos all day long. And she's like, I don't want everyone to see my face. Well, you're trying to get followers on Instagram. What I'm noticing is that we're allowing our kids to use excuses for, I don't want to do this, but it doesn't stop you from all the social media it is that you're doing. Like, it just, it seems like a weird double standard, and I understand where you guys are as administrators and teachers, is you're only allowed to do so much because I'm guessing there's always blowback from parents you got to deal with, and you're treading a fine line there.
Yep, and again, it goes back to helping students and families find that purpose and that rationale in why it is beneficial to have their cameras on. As I said, that positive engagement piece, one of the things that our teachers had advocated from the beginning is, we started virtual learning in a new school year, and, you know, again, like I said, we're a small school. Some of our students have the same teachers 2 years in a row, but some of our students are brand new to us or brand new to our teachers, and they were unable to put a face with a student, and so that was part of our advocacy piece to our students and families, and just taking those baby steps and helping our students feel comfortable with having their cameras on, and then they will become more apt to having them on as they start to see the benefits and other students' engagement too.